If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And in this Q&A episode, I will answer the question, what are Th17 and Treg cells? Now, this admittedly is not a common question people ask, but I wanted to create a brief episode discussing these as they play a role in the development of autoimmune conditions, including Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. And in future podcast episodes, I will bring these cells up. And so rather than give a comprehensive explanation each time, I can just refer people to this Q&A episode. And I'm going to try to keep it somewhat basic. Regulatory T cells, also known as Tregs, originate in the thymus, and they are important because they help to keep autoimmunity in check. So you want to have an abundance of Tregs, as this will decrease the chance of autoimmunity developing. Some nutrients that can help to increase regulatory T cells include vitamin A, vitamin D, and so you definitely want to have healthy vitamin D levels, as well as the omega-3 fatty acids, and a lot of people are deficient in omega-3 fatty acids, as well as vitamin D. And then taking probiotics have also been shown to increase regulatory T cells, as well as taking lipoic acid, turmeric, resveratrol, and even drinking green tea. And this doesn't mean that you have to take all these natural agents and drink green tea every single day, but this is just an idea of some things that can help to increase regulatory T cells. And then there are T helper 17 cells, also known as Th17 cells, and these play an important role in host defense, but in higher amounts, they also seem to be the principal mediator in the pathogenesis of several autoimmune and inflammatory conditions. Th17 cells produce a highly inflammatory cytokine called interleukin-17. So you don't want to have an excess of Th17 cells, but you also need some Th17 cells since they play a role in host defense. Not only can Th17 cells play a role in the development of Graves' disease and Hashimoto's, but other autoimmune conditions as well, including rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis, as well as an inflammatory bowel disease, as well as asthma. And this is why some people who have asthma will notice an improvement if they do things to decrease Th17 cells. As for how to decrease Th17 cells, some of the natural agents that can increase regulatory T cells can also decrease Th17 cells. And in addition, boswellia, ginger, as well as rosemary have been shown to decrease Th17 cells. Cannabinoids, CBD, and THC have also been shown in the research to decrease Th17 cells. So next week's Q&A episode, I'll be discussing something many people commonly use in their home that can increase Th17 cells, so you'll definitely want to tune in. As usual, I hope you found this episode to be valuable, and I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit savemythyroid.com/liver support.